Beautiful one, welcome to the January full moon. It's full of transformational power and healing that is here and happening. I want you to invite this most potent time as the full moon peaks as a clear invitation to clear, cleanse, and connect with what is ready and miraculous for you to come through. The last year in the cosmic alignments have been nothing short of powerful shifting energy, and we're still in it, and we'll feel the waves that will, and literally that's what the moon does. It's magnetic, is how it has a magnetic energy upon the earth, and it's what keeps things from getting stagnant and stuck, such as our ocean tides. So this movement that we've had of really stirring up, kicking up, turning around, having to look at everything in this last past 12 months, the deep catalyzing energy of what is the change that's so deeply needed. Just as 2020 offered so much deep reflecting, Mercury retrograde comes in after this January full moon over the next few weeks for more review. That makes it powerfully potent. And this is where this natural rewind that we have during Mercury retrograde, our revisits, it's where the manifestation slows down to then speed up when we have our priorities on the focus that we want for the future. Then we move with that supercharged, meaningful, manifesting momentum. It's going to hit us around March. But in the meantime, we're in a time where we're still calling in the clarity. And here is what is your superpower during this time, your focus. It is a holy power. And using it, this is why I'm calling it the February focus, to align with the wisdom, with tender loving care, where your focus needs to sharpen, come into stronger clarity and clear view connection. You know, 2020, I started out the year not even knowing that we would have such strong catalyst of changes that 2020 would be about. I kept saying, this is the year of the divine pairing. And I look at now how it brought everybody in some capacity to their knees of what does that divine pairing and relationship with self mean? And now here we are in 2021, and I say this is the year of repairing. And I want you to take that word in, repairing, on every level. It's a sacred word. Not only does it have the energetic meaning, because all words come from a powerful energetic symbolism of life. Not only does it mean the repairing, but it means the repairing. So now, with 2020 being such a year of divine pairing, like really connecting to that true, deep, inner resource of the divine place and at that relationship, now we're in a time to repair. Repair with our purpose. That means line back up with our purpose. Repair, maybe in a partnership, in a relationship. It's going to be specific for what it means to you, or it could be crossing over in multiple categories, even with your health, to repair with your body, to be in a place of resonating rapport, alignment. This is what the tender loving care does. Where does your focus need to sharpen? Come in closer with connection and allow that reflection that you give and receive with how you show up to yourself, to others, to your life purpose, in magnifying ways of the world that you want to see. We have that famous quote of Gandhi say, be the change you wish to see in the world. This is what we're talking about now. It's what is coming in close to that connection and allowing that reflection, like, take a look at the picture. It's looking in the mirror and getting really intimate with what is that repairing that reflection that you want to be magnifying, you want your holy focus to come in sharp with. This is not about being hard and critical about what's missing or feeling in a place of scarcity. This is about coming into union, into the repairing of your divine, truthful connection. There's an important question that you can take into how you give this moment in time to make clearing, to make space, to have the cleansing action of what is being called for us right now. That's the first focus of the January, is the clearing, the cleansing. Clear the clutter in your physical space, in your energetic connections, delete the drama, cleanse the looping patterns that are not supportive and serving to you, thoughts and emotional exchanges that we need to make space to bring in a new forward future. And here's the question. And you can write out, what are you clearing from this? So here's the question. What's the most loving thing to do right now? Whatever that answer is, what needs to clear? What's the most loving thing to do? What's the most loving thing to clear? What's the most loving thing to make space for? And now, when you ask this question, it's about surrendering and letting go what is a form of clutter, what needs to be cleansed. And you're doing it not from a place of what's missing and creating more of that desperate looping, but allowing the true consciousness filled with safety, truth, divine action, inspiration to come through and allow that to open up more space by letting go and clearing any energetic clutter, any emotional past resentments that no longer need to be keep looping in your life, in your mind, and resending you back to the past. There's that famous poem and quote that the barn burned down, but now I can see the moon, the full shining moon. And this is about allowing the full shining light, and that's what the moon symbolizes. It's that alignment, the sun, the moon, and the earth in this magnetizing way that we're getting in sync and into rhythm. We're using a ritual to find and reestablish that rhythm. Our body moves in rhythm. That's what keeps us healthy. I mean, we know darn well that if the heart stops beating and we don't have that rhythm, it's impeding death. And that's the same thing within our own lives, that we need that movement, that rhythm, that not getting stuck in stagnation, because that's where toxic buildup begins to accumulate. So here's where we're at right now. You know, through all that we all have been through, we all are going through this right now in our own individual ways. So using this miraculous full moon ritual power to really catalyze, when I say catalyze, like really allow the change that's wanting to come through and not gripping and holding on to the past to keep stagnant, stuck energy there. And the next few weeks offer such a great opportunity to bring in the focus. I always talk about Mercury retrograde. If we're not honoring the energy because it's a slowing down so that we may speed up, if we don't honor that energy, it can feel very chaotic. And Mercury retrograde actually gets a bad rap. But if you use the power of that holy focus, what I want to call, which is a superpower, your attention is your superpower and it's up for grabs. Everybody's wanting it. And this is what we've had charged a lot this past year, where people were power grabbing for attention. This potent time that we're entering right now, if you give, this is the second focus to the January full moon. What is that new focus? Clear, cleanse, and allow that new focus to deepen your faith as you allow more space to give focus to what matters in your heart of hearts. being true to deepening your faith and fortifying that as your foundation, letting your focus give space for the source, creation, God's vision to see through you, live through you, speak through you, show up through you, shine through you, that divine through line that you are connected to. Which brings to the third focus for the January full moon is the transformational power that is here for us. That's here right now. Something completely fresh and new is happening for healing. Let yourself receive it. Forgive yourself free. Free of old entrapping, entanglements, resentments. Unhook the unhealthy in whatever way it's played out in your life. Forgive yourself free in whatever ways that you have personally turned against yourself, betrayed yourself, and in whatever ways you need to let go of whatever way you've stayed entangled with other people, situations that have entrapped you with toxic entanglements. Let your triumph power that's at the source of the transformational shaping for something new in you to come through be heard, felt, seen, and know. That's the holy focus we have here. Going into February, I hope you honor it. Create some sacred space for this miraculous full moon in January and synchronize to a powerful new focus in February. Write it right, pen to paper, antenna to God, universe, source, the divine. Release, let go, liberate, transform, refresh, renew. Let that miracle that's ready for you to step forward bring in your focus and deepen your faith. And if you want to be a part of a connective container for the month of February, I am opening up the Soul Inspired Manifesting Series, which is 4 weeks, 1 month, one goal, 1 month of full support to bring alive what's inside that's ready for you next. And this helps you give that meaningful manifesting momentum, especially as we move into March. This is such a great way to spend the month of February together. I hope you give yourself that deep inner directive initiation of release, clearing, focus, faith, and transformational power that the January full moon brings us in, and hold that focus in what you want to shape, what you want to create, and the future that you want to bring forward. That's part of what the February focus is all about. Repair, connect, pair up with your purpose, with your passions, with the healing and the transformation, with yourself, with someone else, a situation. Find that clearing space. Open how you give and receive. What's the loving thing to do? Let that shape what you're letting go of. Let that shape what you're releasing. Let that shape the focus that you want to bring forth. May this powerful time of the miraculous full moon ritual help you remember and repair to the divine design that you are as a remarkable soul here to live those soul-inspired dreams, intentions alive. You're deserving of it and fully worthy of it. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste. May the sacredness of this time touch the truth that's within your soul that's ready to shine.